Simon & Schuster Audio presents Night of the Living Dead, a fully dramatized tale of absolute terror by George Romero and John Russo.
Once upon a time, there was a world where people walked at night and were not afraid. Where churchyards were places of rest. Where marble slabs remained firm and solid earth did not crumble and fall away. This is a story about the end of that world.
We've been driving for hours to find a crummy boneyard, and now even the radio dies.
It could be the trees, Johnny. Maybe, you know, they're blocking the waves or something.
Well, excuse me. I didn't know I was in the presence of an electronics expert. Maybe you can use your vast knowledge of radio and navigation to find your old man's final resting place. Driving 200 miles to put the wreath on the grave of someone I don't even remember isn't my idea of a fun Sunday.
Well, it's only once a year, and it makes Mom happy. You know, I think we're almost there. I'm sure I recognize this place. Did you understand what that guy was talking about on the radio? Something about an emergency?
Yeah, big emergency. Maybe they've run short of alfalfa. The cider's contaminated. Whatever it is, it's not going to change our lives any. We could drop dead right now, and no one around here would even notice.
Look, there it is up on the left. If you turn into the drive and go to the top of the hill, it'll be around there somewhere. Do you remember where the grave is? I'm not too sure, and it's getting dark.
You're the expert. Look for it yourself. I've been doing all the driving, remember?
There it is. Oh, look at all the weeds. Don't these places have caretakers or something?
Yeah, and it looks like your prayers are answered.
Where? I don't see anyone.
That's because he's not really there. He's a spook. He comes out of the grave. Then he hides.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?